It's all right now as well because Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here to talk tech. Hi, Fevzi.
Afternoon, Bill.
Where should we start? How about this this WhatsApp extension then?
Yeah. This is kind of interesting. So this is the WhatsApp app, which is famously owned by Facebook. It's a communications app that is ubiquitous. Most people seem to have it on their devices. I wouldn't put it on any of mine if you paid me. But right. It's, yeah.
Well, we shall return to that in a moment, I hope. Right.
Yeah. So that's unfortunately that is how I feel about it. But WhatsApp / Facebook announced changes to their privacy policy, which mean that they intend to share even more of the WhatsApp users' information with Facebook. And of course, they're owned by the same company. What they were wanting to do was so disgusting that even the general public stood up and took notice of it and started to switch away from it in numbers. That has meant that Facebook have now delayed until May this change. So previously they sent out this message to everyone saying, you know, you've got till this date to accept it, otherwise you can't use the app anymore. And that's generally the way it goes with terms and conditions of apps, is that, you know, if you don't agree with everything, you can't negotiate it or opt out. You just have to stop using the app. And there is a history to this, because WhatsApp was created by an independent, as an independent company, nothing to do with Facebook, and Facebook bought it. And Facebook bought it, I believe, because they wanted the information of these users. And at the time, there were worries from a sort of monopolies and mergers type perspective. And in the UK and around Europe, the heads of Facebook were called up to give assurances that they wouldn't be sharing the data. And Facebook, if I remember correctly, said something along the lines of, not only are we not going to do it, but it's actually technically impossible anyway. The two types of data are so dissimilar that we can't do it. Turns out that they were doing it even as they promised it was impossible. And now they want to just complete that process. And on the one hand, they're arguing, well, we already share data with Facebook, so it's no big deal. But on the other hand, clearly it's a big enough deal for them to need to change their terms and conditions. So there are real privacy concerns, because Facebook app and WhatsApp suck up all sorts of information about you. For example, where you are, what you buy, any health data that you have on your phone, which is a big deal given that they monetize your information. What if that information were to fall into the hands or be bought by a medical insurance company who then denies you access to medical insurance, for example? I mean, there are a myriad of things that they scoop up off your machine that they have no legitimate right to, other than the fact that the terms and conditions, which no one's read and still fewer understand, say that they can. Right. And it's a real disgrace. So you heard it on the news that I think Signal, which is one of the smaller competitors,
cope with the demand. Yes.
Yeah. And that's a really good thing, because that's only transitional. They will cope. Interestingly enough, Signal, which does respect your privacy, was created by Brian Acton, or co-created by Brian Acton, who was one of the co-founders of WhatsApp. And the original idea that there was when Facebook bought WhatsApp, that team would stay on. But they were so disgusted with what Facebook were doing and how they were behaving and the promises they were breaking, they left and they eventually set up their own thing. So there is Signal and there is Telegram, and I can recommend either or both of those as alternatives. And I think, you know, The difficulty is the ubiquity of WhatsApp, because everyone expects you to be on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And I have to have difficult conversations with people and explain to them. They say, oh, you're a tech guy. How come you don't have WhatsApp? Mm-hmm. And then you give them a short lecture and then you don't hear from them again. You know how it goes.
Is there any point of just getting rid of WhatsApp if you don't get rid of Facebook then as well?
There is some point in it, right, because there is clearly some data that goes into WhatsApp that Facebook can't otherwise get, which is why it bought it and why it's changing its terms and conditions in order to allow it to suck in more of that data. So there is some point, but you are right. You know, it is a deal with the devil, and you have to really try and purge both off your system, in my humble opinion. And obviously, they're not here to defend themselves, but
I think I'm supposed to do that, and I'm a bit all at sea here. I mean, I suppose I could say in their defence that whereas it's Facebook Messenger, isn't it? I was going to say, you can always use Messenger.
Yeah.
The same thing then, is it?
Well, yeah, they're trying to own the internet. And so Instagram, Facebook and WhatsApp, and what they're doing, by the way, because they know that governments around the world are pretty hacked off with them, and there is talk about trying to split them up into smaller components,
right,
because
yes.
they're too powerful. And it was interesting, for example, that when the UK government, English government, announced that it was going to take measures against social media and hold them to account, Facebook responded by threatening to move its jobs elsewhere. And these companies are large enough to push back against national governments. And that's, right. I think that's the worry. So I see these companies as rather akin to tobacco companies, frankly. I think that the harm that they do is not yet understood, and the harm to our democracies and our social structures is immense. And this is a personal view. This is not the BBC's view.
No, no.
This is a personally held view. But I note also that what Facebook is doing is trying to merge the three services, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram, into having the same code base. That means that they're underlying the branding, that there'll be the same computer program running underneath it all. And the reason why I believe they're doing that is because when governments try to break them up, they'll say, well, it's not possible to break them up, it's one entity, you know. So they're working hard to defend themselves against this sort of thing. But really, I think, you see, WhatsApp used to be a chargeable service. And when shortly after Facebook bought it, they made it, in quotes, free, because they realized and always knew that the value of the data that they take from you and monetize is far more than anything that we would do. So what we're giving away is our digital soul in exchange for a bauble. Not the way we should go.
Could I say, aren't I one of millions of people? And all right, I take the tobacco analogy. You know, when everybody used to smoke, they didn't know what they were doing to themselves. But you know, I rather like my fool's paradise. I get a lot of pleasure from keeping up with people. I'm talking about Facebook more than WhatsApp, because I can easily do your messaging in other ways. Occasionally I get a thing saying, oh, you're over 60 now, would you like to buy a retirement home? Or no thanks, I don't, and I move on. I'm just being incredibly naive and lazy, like a lot of other people then.
I mean, clearly there is value in it. The problem is that the whole business model is predicated on this concept that we don't own our data, they do. And there's a history to this, and there's a defective court case going back, which I won't bore you with, but the fundamentals have to change. What we need to do is enshrine in law that we own our data, and that includes where we are, who we talk to, what we buy, what health problems we have. We own this data. They do not. They should not be allowed to monetize it. They should charge for the services and make us customers and not the product.
Right.
And that's what we are now. If you are not paying for a service, the likelihood is you are the product.
And you reckon that governments, if they haven't done anything yet, probably won't. And the way to change things is to vote with your feet.
I think the fact that I think that Facebook have been shocked by the pushback on this, but because mostly we've been. Do you remember the Eloy in Time Machine? You know,
no.
When humanity split into two parts. There were the Morlocks who went underground and became these carnivorous, flesh-eating monsters, and the Eloi were like lambs above, and we are like the Eloi. We're kind of a bit innocent.
Oh, my word.
And yet, when the siren goes off, we go into the pit and get slaughtered by the others. So, I just think we just need to be a bit smarter about all of this, and I think that the legal framework also needs to change. And the difficulty is that these companies are already so powerful that it's already difficult for governments to do this.
All right, we shall get on to your gadget of the week in just a second. It's Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's at gadget detective. And here comes his gadget of the week, and it's a piece of software this week.
Yeah, it's unusual. I've been thinking about lockdown a lot, and how a lot of people are having to find new work and can't go out to their jobs and need to earn money. And I was just thinking, you know, all these people sitting at home, a lot of these people have got great knowledge and experience in their chosen field. That doesn't have to be technical, but they have it, but they can't go into a workplace and share it. Mm. And so I thought of this tool, and this is not a cheap tool, by the way. I'll tell you from now, it's about £250, so it's not a cheap piece of software. And there are other cheaper bits, but I've chosen this one because I think it's by far the best out there. And it is a way of recording things on your computer, be it, you know, anything that's on your screen, a particular app, editing the video, maybe including your face in the corner of it, and making videos that can be effectively video tutorials, you know, how-to videos, training videos, presentations, webinars, that sort of thing. And you can, if you're not sort of wanting to be on camera, you just do a live recording of your screen, so it just shows you, you know, you can talk through a microphone and just, you know, have that recorded and tell people what you're doing, and they'll see you, you know, clicking and dragging and dropping on the screen and showing how to use a piece of software. Or you can talk through anything that you know about, essentially, and create training materials that you can either sell, or this application allows you to automatically upload them onto YouTube or Vimeo or Screencast or your own video course. So if you are thinking about ways in which to sort of make money, and you have knowledge of a particular kind, and there is a market for that, almost, you know, in fact, the more niche, the more vertical your skills, in a way, often the better, because there's less competition out there. And what this product does, which is called Camtasia, and it's from a company called TechSmith, what it does is it allows you to produce very professional looking videos on either Windows machines or Apple Macintosh machines. And I mean really professional, because they've got all this music on there, which is, you know, royalty free. You've got all these, you know, transitions and pictures and stuff. And you can knock up something that looks really, really professional very easily. And
not too, know, complicated to use, to take advantage of all those wonders.
I think it's one of those things where, you know, the basic functions are easy to learn. Right. And then it's a bit like any other piece of software. You know, say Microsoft Word, we probably only ever use 10% of its capabilities, but it will sort of grow with you. And when you need to do something, you can do that. But what I also really like about TechSmith is, if you look at their website, they've got really good, as you would expect, really good training videos on there, because they use Camtasia to make their own training videos about Camtasia and everything else. There is a cheaper product from them called Snagit, which started life as being something just as a screen grabber, but grabbing a screen or parts of a screen or a whole browser window that will scroll up and give you the whole screen at once. But you can now do video work with it and stuff. So there is some overlap between these products. So the Snagit product is about £45, and the Camtasia product is I think, a few pounds short of £250. It comes up as funny figures, because I think they're converting it from dollars. They're an American company. But there's a great thing. So, like, for example, if you've got an iPhone, it can capture what you're doing on your iPhone. So let's say you want to demonstrate, you know, how to use a particular app on your smartphone. It will just capture that in real time and build it in, and you can put some great graphics and effects over it, transitions. You can integrate it with PowerPoint, so if you use that for presentations, it will record those for you and upload them onto the internet to share with others. And it's just a really good way. You might already be in business, or you might be thinking of starting a business, but it's a really good way of upgrading how professional your business looks. And this is the time when you can build a business from home using software, this software or software like this. And or if you've already got a business, you can just take yourself up a couple of notches and be more competitive, because your videos look so professional.
Very good.
And we can, you know, shelter in place, as it were, and do this. And I just think, you know, we often think about, you know, spending our money on the best computer and the best accessories and all that. But sometimes the computer is good enough, and that extra £250 that you would have spent on the next processor up might be better spent on the right software. There is a 30-day trial period on this, and also I note that after you buy the software, you've got a 30-day money-back guarantee on it as well. So in principle, you could use it for 2 months without having to actually pay for it.
Some might say, of course, suggest that now.
Well, I'll give you this as a tip, by the way. A lot of antivirus software has 30-day free trials on it, and then you can buy it. But what you often can do, say with Norton as an example, you can download the free trial version. It's fully functional for 30 days. And then you can just pay a subscription, not have to install new software. And effectively, you get 13 months for the price of 12.
Okay, without having to reload. And that's not naughty. The police won't come and send you to prison.
No, it's in the term. If someone gives you a money back guarantee, if they give you a free trial, you can take a free trial. And if they give you a money back guarantee, obviously read the small print, but that's what it's there for.
I think we've rarely done a more controversial session together one way and another today.
I can see you're getting a bit nervous, Bill.
Just a little bit. It's because it's you I'm trusting you.
Yeah, we have to speak truth to power on this one, I'm afraid. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, crikey. Gadget of the week, then, the Camtasia 2020. The price I've got down here is £228.59. Go on.
Sorry, I was going to say 4.5 stars out of 5.
Of course, yes.
Would be 4.75 if it was a little bit cheaper.
Did quarters. I didn't know that was...
No, I don't really, but I just... This one is so near perfect.
Why would it kill you to do a 5 just like twice a year? You're
I never do a
funny
five.
Boy.
I just won't do it. It just sends out the wrong message. It's like, you've got it right, just sit on your laurels, you know, do what Intel did, sit on their laurels for a decade and see what happens.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be doing them a favour if I did that.
Thank you, Fevzy. The Gadget Detective, his Twitter account is @GadgetDetective. And he'll be back next week.